Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were May corn up 3 cents, May wheat up 4¾ cents, and May beans up 9 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 26 ticks, crude oil down 60. Excuse me, but I don't think that's going to have a major bearing on the grains here today. We opened kind of steady and then immediately moved higher in all the grains, closing relatively strong here. I think it's important to note that we made the contract highs on December corn and November beans on the last trading day of the month, which was Thursday. Now we're higher here to start the day on Monday. If we close it lower today, I think that's a bad sign. If we can close it higher today, I would probably go with it, looking to buy some call options for anything that we've sold out here. We still, in my opinion, have a lot of grain. This was an intentions report, not a final report. I think with these higher prices, I think part of the problem is some bankers have been unwilling to lend money out here. But now that we've got these prices that are profitable, if we stay profitable here in the next 30 to 40 days, we could see those acres come right back into the market. So I don't know that we've solved any problems here. On the bullish side, there are talking about more domestic corn feed usage. We've got the drought expanding in the southwest, moving into Texas and up into the Central Plains area just a little bit. So the area is getting larger. So some weather guys are certainly watching that. We're still dealing with the cold, wet spring. 23 degrees this morning in Chicago. Very unusual. They had snows in Nebraska over the weekend. So still not ideal planting weather out here, but it looks in the next week to 10 days to start warming up and to get some planting activity done. We know that farmers can get this crop in the ground very quickly when they have to. So today's going to be kind of an important swing day. We've got the funds, apparently last week somehow, they moved out of 100,000 long positions. They're still long 116,000 contracts of corn. They bought a bunch on Thursday that's not on this report, maybe 30,000 contracts. So they still have plenty of buying power if they want to move this thing higher. The beans are long 185 beans. It's a pretty high number, but they can still buy some more without any question. But again, today's, I think, going to be a very pivotal day. If we close it higher, that'll look good on the charts. If we do close lower, I think it'll be a lot of dejected people out there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.